Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf Shir Sponsor Lu Nishmas Arm Yakoshom Laba Sitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Kuf Chof Dalet. The Gemara Mudalev says, according to everybody, the concept that a Bchor, the shear that a Bchor gets, is called a Matono, is because he can choose, he can elect not to accept the Bechoyro. Shim Omar Eini Noitel Veini Noisen Rashai. You could say, I'm not interested in the Bechoyro. The Meshechachma in Parshas V'zois HaBrocha comes to explain the psukim in the beginning of the parsha that says, "Avchiv v'amim kol kdoisho b'yadecho, heim tuku l'reglecho, yiso midaber esecho, toirot sivolonu Moshe m'roshu k'ilas Yaakov, v'hi b'shur melech b'isasev Hashem yachat shivtei Yisrael, yechi ruven v'al yamois." So the Meshechachma says the following. We know the Am Yisrael is called a Bchor. B'ni b'choyri Yisrael. If Am Yisrael is a b'chor, so l'chor Am Yisrael has the choice to elect not to accept the Torah. The same way b'chor can decide, as we know in our Gemara, to elect not to accept the chelek b'choyro. So maybe Am Yisrael is in the same place that they could say they're not interested. So here we say that's not true. Why? Because it says heim tuku l'raglecho. Tuku l'raglecho refers to kfias harakigigis. Rashi brings also, they brought it, we're under our Sinai, but the Meshechach Mayad, that's the Kfiyas HaKigigis. If it was regular Chelek B'Choyro, how can you force them to accept the Torah? Elamah, what do you have to say? That's the next Pasuk. Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe Marosh HaKilas Yaakov. It's not a B'Choyro. The Torah comes to be Yerusha from Avraham Yitzchak B'Yaakov. Even though Am Yisrael considered to be B'Choyro, but the Torah is not coming as a Chelek B'Choyro. They're coming because it's a Yerusha from the Avos, so you can't just get out of it. If so why do we accept the Torah only now? Why the Torah wasn't given to Am Yisrael before, when the others accepted it? So then the pasuk says, next pasuk, "V'hi b'shurin melech b'sosev roshiyam yachat shivtei Yisrael." Am Yisrael can get the Torah only once they're a full nation, only when it's yachat shivtei Yisrael. When you have the others alone, Torah is not given to individuals; it's given to the nation. So says the Meshechachma based on that. Now that we learned that the Torah really belongs to Am Yisrael from the others. So that tells me, going to the big discussion, were the Avos Yisrael or not? The answer is, the Avos were Yisrael, because the Torah is telling you, really the Torah belonged to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. It wasn't given to them yet, because they weren't a nation, but they're already Am Yisrael. That's the Chakira of the Parshas Drachim, were the Avos considered to be Yisrael or not? Mishnah Chachamim learns, based on this idea, that they're already Yisrael, and that's why Am Yisrael is receiving the Torah Baal Korachom. Because they already have it from the Avos. This goes back to the famous Maharal, and the Guraya, that the Ketzoy Sachoshin and the Hagedomah Teshev Shmaitzik brings. Then we know we learn Gerus from Matan Torah. Am Yisrael considered to be to somewhat a Ger. Don't we have a din of Ger Shinizgara Kekotot Shinoi L'dami? We know Matan Torah, that's not true. Am Yisrael was Boichel Mishpechoysov. They're also on their relatives. So the Maharal, no, but Am Yisrael is receiving the Torah only because of the Avos, because if not, how can you force them to receive the Torah? You can't force someone to become a Ger. So if you force them to get the Torah, that means they belong to the Avos, or he starts from the Avos. So you can't say Ger Sheniz Gayer Kekotet Sheneil Dami by Matan Torah. So if we establish that Am Yisrael already starts from the Avos, it's not starting over here, and that they already were supposed to get the Torah. So in Mele, the Avos HaKadoshim of Adin of Yisrael, the Halacha is by Yisrael, that the one, a son is not allowed to marry, only a woman who's married to his father. Only a woman who has Kiddushim. But a Pilegish of the father, one who's not a full marriage, one could marry. Because Noisa Odom Anusas Ovim Mefutas Ovim, Midin Torah, you're allowed to marry, a son is allowed to marry a woman that is not 100% married to his father. So that's the next pasuk. Yechi Reuven v'al Yomus. What was the problem, Reuven? What was the chait that says in the Torah that Reuven had a relationship with Bilhah? Bilhah wasn't married to Yaakov, full marriage. She was a Pilegish. So if the Avos HaKadoshim were already considered to be Israel, Reuven has a reason why he is exempt and he's rectified for the sin that he did. So according to Meshech Chachma, the psukim come together. I would think that Yisrael, if it didn't have a Bechor like we learned in our Sugya, Chiddush is they're not, and they start from the Ovis of Kedoshim. And you may li chiyu Reuven v'al Yomus. Beautiful Mahalach of the Meshech Chochmah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove, email us to Hotzogu, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.